Good morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
And this morning we have Lilydale High School with Caitlin, Ethan and Blake.
Welcome to Schools In with Lilydale High School. I'm Blake and I'm a Year 10 student at Lilydale High School.
I'm Caitlin and I'm in Year 7.
And I'm Ethan and I'm starting Year 11, and we look forward to spending the next half an hour with you to talk about what's been happening at our school and other topics of interest.
At the end of August, our school production of Aida was performed. It was a huge success. Here is an article written by our amazing production coordinates.
And that's a wrap. Our journey to ancient Egypt is finally complete. Our season of Aida has been a rousing success. We've had terrific audiences who have given us some lovely feedback and our performances. Shows this big don't just happen overnight. It's a culmination of around 6 months of hard work from a huge variety of people. I'd like to say thank you to everyone who has helped, from the front of house, the side stage, from the school office to the band, and everyone in between. Thanks also to all the parents who continuously drove our students to school, to the rehearsals. Through, we battled a lot of sickness in the final weeks. The final product was sensational. We feel very vindicated in choosing a challenging show. Everyone really stepped in all areas, including singing, acting, dancing, backstage, tech, and everything. Audiences seemed generally moved by parts of the show, which really was our goal from the start. Congratulations to everyone involved, but especially of our amazing group of Year 12s, from the 6 years veterans to the first timers. You have really led by example and set a terrific standard for years to come. We're sad to see you leave, but feel very confident you've paved the way for some terrific talent coming through. It is a great privilege for us to be able to work with such a dedicated young cast and crew. We're inspired by both your maturity and professionalism, but also your fun-loving attitude. We hope you look back on your time in Egypt with great fondness. We definitely will.
Thank you so much to all our teachers, students and past students who have been involved to the show. Wishing all the Year 12s who performed in their last ever school production all the best in their exams in future. We'll miss all, every single one of them.
Now for our first song, Land Down Under by Men at Work.
Flight out Cumbie on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Come from the land of plenty. And he said, oh, you come from a land down under.
Now that the weather has started improving, walkie-talkies has been reintroduced. This is a weekly event, opens all year levels. Every Thursday lunchtime, a group of students and teachers walk to Lillardale Lake for a chat, some fresh air and a bit of exercise. It is a great chance to get outside and mix with students from a variety of year levels. Some weeks, the participants are lucky enough to hear some of my favourite tunes.
We are very proud to announce that Tony Valance, a fantastic teacher at our school, has won the Australian Educator of the Year Award at the Australian Education Awards 2019. On Friday, 16th of August, both Tony and his wife attended the awards at Dockside in Sydney, where he won the award ahead of 9 other finalists from across all education sectors. Congratulations, Mr. Valance. We are very proud of you. Mr. Valance is responsible for creating and developing the amazing Steamworks, which opened 2017 at Lillardale High School. This space is a place that is all about creativity, teamwork, and technology. This truly is a place for all students at Lillardale High School. It is used both for classes and also is a hub of activity every lunchtime. Mr. Valance also runs mindfulness sessions every recess, giving students the opportunity to reflect and relax.
Here's one of my favourite songs, a song that I sang at the Voice, one of the Voice finalists, Elton John's Crocodile Rock.
Got
It's hard to believe that we have nearly reached the end of Term 3. This means that the Year 12s have almost finished and are busy preparing for their upcoming exams. It has been such a busy year for the VCE students. We wish the Year 10s, 11s and 12s all the best with their exams.
This week, the SRC will be holding a special lunchtime event for Are You OK Day. We believe that this is such an important day to encourage people to check in with others to make sure that they are OK.
Are You OK Day, Thursday the 12th of September 2019, is our National Day of Action dedicated to reminding everyone that every day is the day to ask, Are You OK? And support those struggling with life's ups and downs. This year, we want everyone to trust the signs, trust your gut, and ask, Are You OK?
We will be holding lots of activities to promote positive mental health and well-being, including exercise, chatting with friends, relaxation and mindfulness, healthy eating, and we'll also have some music playing on the day too.
Use this day as an opportunity to remember to check in on those around us to make sure that we're doing okay. If you notice a change in someone, no matter how small, ask, Are you okay?
I am okay, and we have lots of performing arts evenings coming up over the next few weeks. These are always guaranteed to be entertaining. First up, we have the end of year instrumental musical concert on the 28th of October. We also have the VCE Theatre Days monologue evening on the 14th of October. We also have the VCE drama solo performance evening on the Thursday the 19th of September. And we also have the Year 11 Theatre Days performance on House of Fire on Wednesday the 30th, October the 30th. And now for another song, I'd like to shout out to Miss Cumming and the PEAC staff with a lovely song called Queen, I Want to Break Free.
We'll be right back. life still goes on. I can't get used to living without, living without, living without you by my side. I don't want to live alone. Hey, God knows, got to make it on my own. So baby, can't you see, I've got to break free. I've got to break free.
Every Monday, Wednesday and Friday at lunchtime, we have a chicken club. All students are welcome to come along and help with the chickens, have some fun and make new friends. It's so great to have animals in the school to look after, and eggs are a bonus. Have you lost two chickens, or do you know anyone who has? A few weeks ago, a couple of chooks wandered into the school. Please contact the school if they are any of yours, if you know anyone who has lost chickens.
Now for some sports news. Congratulations to our intimate girls netball team. Where am I? Oh god. who participated in the Eastern Metropolitan Region competition on Friday the 9th of August. The girls played exceptionally well, winning all their round matches and beating Ringwood Secondary in the semi-final. They played Rayville in the grand final and did extremely well to stay in touch. Unfortunately, due to a few serious injuries, the team had no substitutions. Overall, an outstanding achievement by the girls.
Shout out to Ms. McGrady, who drove us here and is always part of SRC to help us and... Yeah. Now, Senorita by Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
True.
And now with Ethan and Blake with their favourite sport reports.
So last night it was a great day for Australian cricket with the Australians regaining the Ashes. And now the man of the match performance was Steve Smith taking 232 runs for victory. Pat Cummins was extreme with the ball, taking 4 for 43, destroying England's tail and highest run achievements. Great performance by the Australians. This will put a great concept into a world of hell that they've had for the last 12 months. And now, can we please pass it to Ethan, who will talk about the first round of finals tips.
Thank you, Blake. So first up, we have Geelong against the West Coast Eagles at the MCG. So the winner of this match will play your Tigers, Blake, at the MCG. Geelong were completely disappointing in that first half against Collingwood, which made a massive factor of the 10-point loss of the Pies on Friday night in front of 90,000 people. West Coast will travel after a great win over the Bombers. With Nick Natanui playing a great game, I don't think Geelong will beat the Eagles, so I'll be tipping the Eagles to beat the Cats on Friday night.
Next week, we have Brisbane and GWS at the Gabba. The winner of this will play Collingwood. Shout out to my nana. She's a very happy Collingwood supporter at the MCG. Brisbane were very outclassed by the Tigers. Oh, it was good. After Dustin Martin, the hero, kicking 6 goals on the weekend, and he just couldn't be stopped. He was just so good. And in the GWS, we're just too good against the Western Bulldogs in Sydney, while outcasting the Western Bulldogs midfield. But I don't see the Giants being the Lions, and I think the Lions will have redemption, and I reckon they'll play the Pies next week. So I reckon the Lions will beat the Pies.
Yeah, I'll be tipping the Lions as well, Blake. They were really disappointing after the second half against the Tigers last week with a lot of inaccuracy kicking. But with Lachie Neale and the Lions, I reckon they will beat the Giants next Saturday night.
Oh. Sorry. The grand final for The Voice was a success. The runner-up, Caitlin Huddleston, did a fantastic job, and our winner, Ayla Harnett, was such... it was so beautiful, most of us ended up crying. The Voice was on the same day as Ida Hobbit Day. There was sausages, cookies, soft drinks, face painting, a rainbow canvas print. Everyone wore a little bit of colour, so it made the pop. Everyone had a great day, and it was all so good. That's all from us today. On behalf of Blake and Ethan and myself, I would like to thank you for having us. We look forward to next time.
We'll be wishing you all a safe and enjoyable school holidays, and a shout out to my parents who are listening on the radio this morning.
Until next time.